You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Hey, very excitingly though, we've got Betty Apple in the studio. Welcome along, Betty. It's nice to have you up here.
Thank you.
You're performing tonight at the Audio Foundation. For those who aren't familiar with Betty's work, Betty is a performance artist, a sound artist, a theatre maker who is from Taiwan. It's very exciting to have you here. This is your first time in New Zealand, isn't
it? Yeah, it's my first time.
Well, it's really going to be a special sort of event tonight at the Audio Foundation. But do you want to maybe talk a little bit? We could start by talking a little bit about how you got into art making and how you got into theatre making. What sort of made you want to make performance art?
When I was born.
When you were born.
Born in performance. I really like to perform to any other people. I think perform is the way how I connect with people, because I come from a countryside, and when I was born there is no internet, you know, and till when I was 10, the whole city only have one record store.
Wow.
And there at my parents don't give me see many television things, so everything is in my imagination. I'm kind of weird kid. My parents don't really into art, but they sent me to learn a little bit piano. Then they stop it because they in Asia, the parents will say, if you need to learn a little bit art just for become a good people, then after that you need to study.
Yeah, so you've got to focus on your study.
So my parents are really afraid. Because I look like I'm not like other kids. Like I'm really into learning music or like a dance.
Yep.
And they think, okay, you need to stop. You need to go to school, learn some Chinese math, trying to be a good educate.
Yeah. And you're going, actually, I'd be rather doing some of this other stuff over here.
Yeah, but I still feel like, okay, when I'm trying to find a way to perform in front of people, I still will do that.
find a way to do that.
Yeah.
It must have been quite interesting. What is growing up in Taiwan like? Because that must have absolutely shaped the way you make art. These kind of contexts of colonization and decolonization.
Yeah.
How does that come into the art that you make?
The art. I think it's really interesting because till as I said, I'm really into performance. So when I have to go to university, I choose art school, of course, but it's really a good art school in Taipei, so my family don't stop me. So that's how I go into the theater.
Yeah.
But in art school, I don't really understand the idea of art. I mean, the art, but I understand about everything in performance and theater. So in Taiwan at the moment, there are no internet, and everyone still focus on their own preference.
Yeah.
So I think till when I grown up, when I graduate, I start to understand what's the art mean.
Yeah.
So everything is just like become a way to just bump it and understand. And
that's what makes art so special, I guess, is it's a way to understand the world that goes beyond just your own experience, but it helps you, as you were saying before, connect to other people, especially when you're using your body as a tool for that as well. What drew you towards wanting to explore using your own body as part of the performance? Body politics, the politics of sexuality and stuff come into your work a lot.
Yeah.
What made you go, I need to work with my own body to be working in the way that I want?
Because I was training by an actress, and I am really used to use my body.
Yep.
So how I make sound and music is after how I learned how to be an actress. And at that before, I trying to edit the music mm-hmm. as a form to think everything how to fit in the theater, right? So after that,